Proverbs chapter number 8. Proverbs chapter number 8, we're going through this passage speaking about wisdom. You know, it's a tough thing to really have the wisdom of God, because the world considers us to be nuts. I mean, they consider us to be a crackpot. Well, maybe not a crackpot, but they consider us to be crazy, to say the least, because of our emphasis upon Christ. But wisdom is really what's needed. It's really the thing that's needed. Now, in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, notice again, we'll say this again, but in verse number 1, the Bible, let's read verse 1 down through verse number 12, verse number 11, and we'll see that wisdom is the one that's saying this. Wisdom is the one that's doing the talking. All right? Wisdom. It's not a person. It is wisdom that's doing the talking. Now, I know that it was written by Solomon. We know that. But the Bible said in verse number 1, "Doth not wisdom cry?" That's the word shout. "And understanding put forth her voice." Isn't this a desire for us? Verse number 2. "She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple, understand wisdom. And you fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to him that findeth knowledge. Receive my knowledge, my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." Well, we want to look back in verse number 5. And we kind of take up here in some of the parts that we left off last time. But the Bible says, verse number 5, "O you simple, understand wisdom." Isn't that a paradox? Oh, you simple. Are you simple? The Bible said, understand wisdom. And the Bible says in verse number 5, "And you fools." And you fools, are you a fool? Look what the Bible says. The Bible said, verse number 5, "And ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart." Fact is that at one time, I'm kind of going a little bit further than what I'll go here, but I'll tell you what, we're all simple. We're just a little bit simple. I know we don't want to think that way. We don't think that we're the complicated ones. You know, we got everything right. We got it all figured out, right? We don't. We're the simple ones. Look at this. The Bible says that the simple needs to understand wisdom. The simple, that's us. We need to understand wisdom. The Bible said in verse number 5, "And ye fools," I know that the fool has said in his heart there is no God. I know that's so. But tell you what, didn't we at one time? There we are. Didn't we at one time? Say this, there's nothing to religion. There's nothing to it. It's just sham. Tell you what, We're up there. The Bible said, "And you fools, be of an understanding heart." The Bible says here that a fool can change. The Bible said that the simple can also change. See that? That's real clear. That the fool doesn't have to continue in their foolish ways. The fool can change. That's what the Bible's saying here. How can a fool change? How can the simple change? How does it happen? Next verse. The Bible said, hear. In other words, listen to what the Word of God has to say. I tell you what, this book that we hold in our hands, I have read this book for 40 years and I still don't know it. That's the truth. I'll stand here, I'll tell you the truth, that all I know is that God has been so good to me in saving my unworthy soul. I've studied this book and I still don't know it. I don't. See, we need to hear. Then the Bible said in verse number 6, hear. Listen to what God has to say. This is what wisdom is crying. Wisdom wants us to listen, to hear what God has to say. He said, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. This is what he's saying. For my mouth shall speak truth. You know, think of this. Excellent things and truth go together. I mean, they fit together. Excellent things and truth fit. Now, that doesn't mean that you always agree with it. Have you ever disagreed with the truth? That's not a trick question, but that's just an honest question. Have you ever disagreed with the truth? Have you ever thought that's not so? I remember sometimes in my life that I have disagreed with the truth. I remember Brother Wilbur Johnson one time, he said, I believed all the doctrines of the Bible when he was first saved. He said, I believed them all except one. I won't never tell you what that one is. That's what he said. I'll never tell you what that one is. But he said, I didn't like tithing. I mean, he told you right off what it was. That's the way it is. We need to change to be what God wants us to be. To be always be right. Sometimes it's real hard. But you see, if you just listen to the words of God, it will make a change in us. It will make such a change in us if we just listen to the Word of God and not listen to all that other stuff that's floating around out there. If we just pay attention to the Word of God, this is the crucial thing that if in our hearts and our minds, if we would just fix in our hearts, we're going to believe what God said. It don't make any difference. If the whole world is against it, it don't make any difference. If I am against it. Have you ever had to change some of the things you believe? You say, nope. So I believe this for 45 years. I'm never going to change it. You'd be wrong if you won't be wrong. That's my opinion. I tell you what, I've had to change some things that I believe. I've had to change them. Because the Word of God showed me they're different. Wisdom. That's what we're talking about. Wisdom. Think about it. If somebody presents a doctrine to me, all right, and if I see that has a scriptural foundation to that doctrine, but I don't change because I want to hang on to something else over here. Or, then I'm not hanging on to the Bible, right? And that's what it is. So I need to hang on to the Bible, the Word of God, and the Word of God will always, it'll always work out. It always will. The Bible said, hear, and I will speak of excellent things. The Word of God is excellent things. Wisdom will lead you to learn excellent things. Wisdom.
But as long as you hang on to what you want to hang on to and try to prove what you want to prove, then you hang on to that. And God will let you do it. God will let you do it. Now, that don't mean God don't love you. That don't mean you're lost. I mean, that's proven to us by the man Lot, who was a saved, evidently a saved man. But he did a lot of things that was wrong. So, there's a lot of people that did things wrong. We don't need to follow that. We don't need to follow that example. We need to follow the example that Christ gave us, and the example that He gave us is right and true, and wisdom is part of that. We need God's wisdom. That's it. The Bible said in verse number 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness, and this is wisdom as to the talking. It's wisdom. If you want wisdom, you can find it from the Word of God. You can. I tell you what, If you're trying to figure out which way you need to go, if you ask God, He will direct you. He will lead you. But if you want to lead yourself, God will say, there it is. Go on that way. It's fine with God. Well, it's not fine with God, but He won't fight you. Unless He's going to chastise you, you don't want that. You want to listen to what God has to say. I tell you what, it's very true. See, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. Wisdom's words that wisdom speaks are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Not a thing in the world. In God's wisdom, there's nothing wrong with that. But God's wisdom is different than human wisdom. It's altogether different. Altogether different. Men may think they're wise, but if they don't follow what God says, they're not wise. That's it. We must do what God wants us to do. Look in verse number 9. You see, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. What God speaks, what God wants, all the world that God wants us to do, all that He wants us to do is to yield to whatever He wants us to do, because He's a master and we're the servant. And He is the one that's in charge, right? And we do what He says. That's it. I'm a human being too. And I got my mind made up about some things. But that don't mean that what I think agrees with God. Because I've got to have it God's way. That's the only way it's going to work. That's the only way. See, if I would just stop being so stubborn and just yield to God, God would bless. I mean, that's it. That's it. How many words of God are righteous? The Bible said in verse number 8, all of them. Every one of them are righteous. There's nothing forward or perverse in them. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Nothing at all. In verse number 9. Now look what the Bible says here. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. This Bible tells me in verse number 9 that in order for us to understand the things of God, we must have a mind change. I don't need to think the way I've been thinking. I need to think the way God wants me to think. Whatever it is, I need to do what God tells me to do. This is what the Apostle Paul, when they were on their journey, and they got down to the place, they didn't know where to go. They said, didn't know where to go. And they prayed. And they said, we'll go over here. And the Spirit suffered them not to go over there. And so they went on my... I tell you what, this is the amazing thing to me, is that Paul and his party, they passed by many people. They passed them by. They went to another place and they said, we'll go down here to this place. And God said, no, don't go down there. Didn't God have any compassion on these people that He was passing by? Didn't God have any compassion for them at all? I mean, what's going on? You know, if we understand this, that God directs us in the path that He wants us to go on, right? God also directs you on the path that you're supposed to be going on. And God directs you on the path that you need to go on, right? And all these paths, although we speak to different people at different times, in different situations, God works all that out to do His eternal will. But we need to make sure we do what God wants us to do. I mean, that's it. That's it. That's what I think there that in Acts that Paul learned a very valuable lesson. That it wasn't up to him. I think he knew that already, but I think it confirmed that. It's up to God. It is up to God. The whole thing is He's the master. We're not. You see, in verse number 9, they are all plain to him that understandeth. We need our mind changed. Actually, we need to serve God with our spirits more than with our mind. Did I say that right? I know that sounds crazy, but it's the absolute truth. We must serve God with our spirits, not our minds. I know our minds have a part to play on all that. I know that. But still, we'd be right before God. We need to think the way God thinks, not the way we think. The Bible said, look in verse 8-9. It says, and right, they are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to him that find knowledge. So, it may be that we need to look for something that we don't have. You reckon? You reckon we need to look for something we don't have? That's what the Bible said. See, and right to them that find knowledge. That's the way it is. Look in Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14, verse number 6. I use this verse because of the word find. It's there. Proverbs 14, verse 6. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy to him that hath that understandeth. Well, sure it is. Listen, we're talking about spiritual things here, not physical things at all. And understand that there's a difference between a fool and a scorner. There's a difference between the two. A fool is someone that just doesn't know. But they can learn. They can learn the things of God. But the scorner makes fun of holy things. That's what they do. They're a mocker. A fool is the person that just simply doesn't understand, see, in the book of Proverbs. But we need to grasp that we need to find knowledge. And in Proverbs 8, in verse number 9, is what it says. They are all plain to him that understandeth all the ways of wisdom, and right to him that find knowledge. Where can you find knowledge? I have a set of encyclopedias? No, that's not where it comes from. That's not where it comes from. You can't get enough knowledge about God in colleges and universities. You can't find that there. Where do you find, if you're going to look for knowledge, where do you go to get it? I mean, if you go look for understanding, where do you go to get it? Where do you go? I tell you what you do. You read the book. You read it, and you read it, and you read it, and you... And if you read it for 100 years, there are still things in there that you don't understand. I tell you what, you can make a terrible mistake. You can make a terrible mistake if you read the Bible like this. If you read the Bible and say, I believe X, Y, and Z, and I've got to make all this fit in what I believe. That's a terrible mistake. But here's what we need to do. We need to make us fit into the doctrine. See? Because, I tell you what, all this Bible fits together. It just links together. Every verse and every book fits together. It's united together. And you try to make... If you say you have something you believe right here, and you're going to make it all fit what you believe, it won't do it. It just simply won't do it. It'd be like taking a piece of puzzle. You've seen these puzzles people have, and whatever it is. Have you ever tried to take a piece of puzzle, and it just the piece won't fit in there, but it almost will? That's what you do. You lay it there and hammer it. Make it go in there, right? You make it do that. I tell you what, all you're going to do is damage the piece. It won't fit. It just won't fit. You need to take that out and find one that will fit in there. When it fits in there, it'll fit perfect. That's what we need to do. To study, to learn what God's Word says. God wants us to be conformed to Him. God wants us to be more like Him. That's what he wants. And that'll work. I mean, that'll work. I think I need changed. Right? Well, I think I need changed. I think you do too. You know what? We'd be more conformed to be like Jesus Christ and not so much like me. Because I've got my opinions. I got all that. I don't need to be that way. I need to be like God wants me to be, right? I mean, He's my master. He's my Lord. I need to be obedient unto Him and not to anything else. And there we are. That's why the Bible said that we find knowledge. Verse number 9, we find knowledge. They're all plain to him that understandeth and right to him that find knowledge. Hey, have you ever seen a truth? In Scriptures, and you open the Bible and you say, here's what it says right here. And here's what it says over here, because this backs us up over here, and this backs up over here. You ever try to prove that to somebody, and they don't want to see it? Talk to a Camelot one of these days. Well, I mean, they don't understand. Most of them are lost. I mean, they're lost. There's a lot of Baptists that are lost too. I'm not saying they're the only ones. The thing about it is that we need to fit all of our knowledge in there and find right. We need to conform to the image that Christ wants us to be into. Look in verse number 10. The Bible said here, receive my instruction and not silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. Look at that. What? In verse number 10. Receive my instruction and not silver. Receive whose instruction? The instruction of wisdom.
not Solomon's, but wisdom's knowledge. Seek that. Seek that. Receive my instruction and not silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. You say, well, I'd rather be rich than wise. Then you're a fool. You're a bad fool. But we need the wisdom of God. Let me remind you this. In the book of Second Samuel. Here it is. 2 Samuel 20. We read this to you last time. We'll read again part of it today, but not all of it. 2 Samuel 20 and verse number 16. I'll notice again how that this wise woman saved a city. A wise woman saved a city. And it never mentions her name. It never mentions her name at all. In 2 Samuel 20 and verse number 16. This is after Joab had killed Amasa, so brutally murdered him, really what he did. And then he led the Israelites to have this great victory. But how did he get the victory? In verse number 16, then cried a wise woman out of the city. And it's after the city was had bulwarks set against it. I mean, Joab was going after that little city, and this wise woman, didn't say her name, but this wise woman said, what are you wanting? What do you want? And Joab said, I don't come to kill you. What I came for is in verse 21, I came for Sheba, the son of Beresh, by name. And when she understood that, I'll tell you what she did. She's a wise woman. She's a wise woman. This is somebody you want on your side. A wise woman. The Bible said that she said in the latter part of verse 21, behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. In other words, we're not locking the gate to let you in. She's a pretty smart cookie, right? I think that's somebody you want on your side. A wise woman. Her name was never mentioned at all. The Bible said in verse 22, that the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom. And she laid it out before them what's going to happen because Joab had already set up bulwarks against the city. In verse 22, it says they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Beresh, and cast it out to Joram, and he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent, and Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. She was a wise woman because she wouldn't even let the guy into it. She wouldn't even let Joab into the city. Not at all. She was very wise in that. Absolutely so. I think it would be much better to have a wise person than have all the silver and all the gold that you can accumulate. You know why? Because when this situation was done, there was only one man dead. Well, Sheba was dead. There's others that Joab erroneously killed. But it'd be real good just to have one on your side. Just somebody's wise. Somebody that knows something. Somebody that's not always talking. Somebody, when they say something,
they say, right. They say, well, it'll work. I mean, it's very, very, very good. When you compare the wisdom of this world with the foolishness of people, we need wise people. Look with me again. In the book of 1 Corinthians 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and just read this with me. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse number 17. Paul here, he gets into some of this about the wisdom of words and all that, but look at those and compare, if you would, the wisdom of God with the foolishness of the world. And what we need is the wisdom of God to go out and to be successful in this world. I mean, we need that. We really do. Our young people need it. Our old people need it. If you're middle-aged, we need that. We need it. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 1, verse number 17, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is them that perish foolishness. Notice the difference here. In verse 17, the Bible says that we need to preach the gospel of Christ, but not with wisdom of words. For the preaching of the cross is them that perish foolishness. But unto us who are saved is the power of God. Verse number 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Boy, God will do that. God will destroy. He will absolutely annihilate the wisdom of the wise. He will do that. And will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? And I tell you what, the wisdom of God is greater than we could ever think about. I mean, that's why that we need to always look at things and just be grateful that God has given to us His Word and study His Word and align our lives with the Word of God and not what we think. Because if we just align we try to align everything with what we think, we're going to be off. We're going to be way off. Line our lives up with the Word of God. What you do ought to line up with the Word of God. I mean, that's where it is. I read verse 21. Or after that, in the wisdom of God, the word by wisdom, you not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And that's kind of a play on words there. But that's absolutely the truth. That's absolutely the way it is. If we would just seek the face of the Lord and let God do what He wants to do, it'd be a great blessing. Look at the book of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6, these are the words of Jesus Christ as He preached the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 6 and verse number 19. Now, what I'm reading here goes, men tell you the difference. Men tell you that what you need to do is to always have a big savings account. Have so much laid back in case it rains. That's what men tell you. The Bible said in verse 19 of Matthew 6, lay not up for yourselves treasuries upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. Why? Why do you want to do that? In verse 21 it tells us this. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. There's where it is. All the treasures of this world is It's all going to pass away. It's all going to pass away. You can put back your money. You won't put it back. You'll pay the price. You will pay the price. Don't do that. But use what God has given to you. Not for your benefit, certain so. But use what God has given to you for God's benefit. God's well able to bless. God's well able to take care of things. He knows more about what we need than we do. He knows more about what we really need than what we do. Sometimes our want to gets a whole lot in the way of our need. Sometimes what we think we need is what we want. Right? I'm talking to human beings here. I'm talking about me too. But that's where it is. Because our wants turn into our needs, and it's not so at all. You know, I remember when I was in high school, I think I told you before that I took a test, but what I went through for my life, I failed it. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So to give me something else, I didn't pass that either. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I told them before I took the test. I didn't know what I wanted to do. They didn't believe me. But my uncle had a good influence on me in going to college. I'm glad I went. Because you know what I learned in college? I learned one thing in college. One thing. I don't recommend college. I don't recommend it. I learned one thing in college. I learned how to study. I was in college for 4 years. I went to college for 2 years. I was out of here because I was broke. Then I went back to college. I've got all the money. I finished up my education. But I only worked 5 years in accounting. That's all I worked for. But I learned how to study that's the only thing I really learned. Which I said, I learned that you got to stick in there. You got to do it. Boy, and you got to, it's hard. I mean, studying is hard. It's not easy. It's hard. But I learned that. I've used that all my whole life. It's amazing. It's amazing. Back in Proverbs 8. It's amazing to me. It's amazing. It just blows me away that people spend their lives trying to get ahead, and then they die and leave it all to their kids. And their kids spend it. I tell you what. I tell my children, I don't think you have many bills. There may be some. I want to use what I got right now while I'm still alive. Earthly wisdom, in verse number 10 and 11 of Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8, 10 and 11. Receive my instruction, not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. So all that stuff's no good. Look what it said in verse 11. And this is true. This is true. This is absolutely true. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Well, that's a big statement right there. In verse number 11. And all the things that may be desired. All of them. You just put that all together. And you see that if you pile everybody's want to list, it's not enough. It's not to be compared unto it. You think about what it's going to be like when we get to heaven. Think what it's going to be like. There won't be any money up there. You know what the Bible tells me about gold? What are they going to do with gold in that city? You know what gold's going to be? Gold's going to be the things you walk on. It's going to be like pavement. Can you believe that? I've never even seen that much gold. I never have. I don't guess I ever will, except one of the days I will. But that's what the Bible says. Think of the New Jerusalem. It has 12 foundations. And the Bible mentions all those precious gems that it compares it to. That's just a comparison. That's all it is. It's all that a man can get his head around. So think of that. I'll tell you what. We can spend a lot of time down here upon this world worrying and fretting about making money. And we need so much. I understand that we need so much. But if that's all we got in our minds, we got our minds for the wrong thing. That's it. Because there's an eternity. You know what? I have a soul. That's going somewhere. It's going to heaven. But you have a soul too. Where's it going? Think about it. Where's your soul going? If your soul's going to hell, you need Christ. And that's it. If you think that there's another way, there's only Christ is the only way. He's the only way you can ever be saved. It's just trust the Lord. Just believe in Him and trust Him. But Christ wants us that are saved to also trust Him. And we need to do that. Be very careful that we do that. Always give glory and honor unto the Lord and unto Him alone. Okay, I see our clock is we're done, but we're going to start in verse 12, Lord willing, for next time. And we'll go down through about verse 21, I think, for next time.